Welcome back to Aliens Watching Reality TV. I'm Erica.
And I'm Josh. Happy to be back. I've missed all of you.
Happy to have you back. Yeah, we're doing a special Love is Blind news update episode for our beloved Patreon subscribers, because it turns out there's a lot of Love is Blind news right now.
Yeah, and there's Love is Blind happening
that
we didn't know about.
We're going to get to it, but later in the episode, we'll talk about Love is Blind Sweden, which just premiered today. I knew it was coming, but I didn't know when. And then just boom, today, turned on Netflix, and there it is, first four episodes.
There it is. Blonde people, white skin, very weird habits, you know, that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
That'd be Sweden.
They're not all blonde. I'll give them that. They put in some, you know, brown hair for diversity. Just kidding. They're not even all white. Just mostly. The big news, though, that we wanted to talk about is the Love is Blind lawsuit. If you guys remember our hard-hitting journalistic coverage of last season of Love is Blind, we talked a lot about Renee and Carter, their storyline being cut from the show. And now Renee is actually being sued by the show for violating her NDA for kind of sharing her side and talking about her experience.
Yeah, and the suing doesn't really just come out of nowhere. Like, she didn't just get up and like start suing them. They went after her.
Oh, no, they're suing her, and she's counter-suing, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's really, really messy and really sad, actually, once you know the whole story. Yeah.
To basically explain what's going on with this lawsuit, it's not Netflix. It's the production company. And the production company sued Renee for $4 million for violating her NDA. And I guess, you know, for violating the terms of their contract. And then...
By talking about her experience.
Yes. And now she's countersuing. I find this really interesting because I know a lot of people just don't know very much about, like, lawsuits and suing and how it all works. To me, it's very obvious. You are suing somebody for $4 million who doesn't have $4 million. This is a scare tactic, not only for Renee, but for every cast member, you know, past and future. We have also seen lots of people have violated their NDAs on Love is Blind and have not faced this kind of legal action. And I think it's because she talked about how, like, unsafe and, I mean, rapey her experience with Carter was. And so to me, that says they know they do have liability in that area. And that's because she talked about that specifically, that's why they're coming down so hard on her. And I think they expected her to just get scared and fold and shut up. But I think they messed with the wrong bitch, because that's not what she's doing. Instead, she got some really good Hollywood lawyers who are already engaged in lawsuits against reality TV companies, and she's fighting back. And so I personally think they miscalculated with this. But I have also seen, just, you know, looking at what people are talking about on social media, a lot of people, they think that the world is just a lot more rational than it really is. And they think, like, things make more sense than they actually do. And so a lot of people, they thought, oh, if they're suing her for $4 million, she must have done something really bad. And that's just not, that's not how it works.
The article I read about it was talking about how much money she made. She doesn't even make $100,000 a year.
Yeah, she's a veterinarian.
So $4 million a year, sorry, $4 million in total is like almost 50 years of her salary. Literally. Yeah. So basically one lifetime of her salary goes to, for breaking the NDA. And it's not really about NDA. It's about shutting her up. Really. That's,
yeah,
it's really all it's about. Because other people have talked about their experiences inside. Other people have broken their NDA, but they're deciding to go at her.
Yeah. I think also something a lot of people probably don't know about lawsuits is basically, let's say this isn't going to happen, I don't think, but let's say they win and they get all of the damages they're asking for. And so Renee's supposed to pay them $4 million. She doesn't have that. So there's nothing really, like, there's no legal mechanism that happens after that to make her pay that money. There's a couple different options. The first one is just, like, a lot of times people who lose lawsuits, they just don't pay, you know? And
yeah.
And that's that. I've unfortunately been on the receiving end of that. I had to, when I was 17, I had to sue somebody who hit my car. And they just, it was so hard even to do it. And then they just stopped paying me after a couple months. And, wow. And it turns out that's just like, that's not the court's problem, you know? There are some steps that can be taken. So, like, the ultimate, most punitive thing that could happen, basically the production company would have to probably go through the sheriff's office in the county where they're suing and get the sheriff's office to either, there's a few different things you can do, but in this case, with so much money, they would probably take money right out of her bank account every single month. And so potentially what we're talking about is bankrupting her every month for the rest of her life, taking every single dollar she ever makes. Now, that's unbelievably rare, not going to happen. But that is the extent of the threat. More likely is, even if she was supposed to pay them $4 million, she just won't, and nobody will ever do anything about it. But that just shows you a little bit, like, the $4 million, it's not nearly as meaningful as people might assume it is. It really is just, I think it's a scare tactic more than anything. $4 million is more than anybody has, you know, who's going on these shows, probably. So, it's just intended to freak them out. And I'm really glad that she didn't fall for that. 'Cause instead, basically, she got some good high-powered lawyers, and she is going back and challenging the legality of the contract they signed in the first place. Basically, she's not trying to say, no, I didn't violate it. She's trying to say it was never a legal contract to begin with. And she's working with lawyers who, they have other cases going on as well, suing production companies. Because I would say it's true. I think non-union TV shows in general, I think they break a lot of labor laws, absolutely, because that's the whole point. There's no union to...
You've been listening to a sample of a premium episode of Aliens Watching Reality TV. To hear the rest of this episode, go to patreon.com/AliensWatchingRealityTV. For only $5 a month, you get an additional full-length episode of the podcast every week, along with bonus mini-episodes whenever we feel like making them. Your support helps us keep the podcast going and remain ad-free, because ads are annoying, except for this one, which is super cool. Thank you.